Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. I'll be presenting the status of fish aquaculture feed production in the Maldives. Unlike what we've heard from a lot of people here today, this morning and this afternoon, the case with Maldives is a bit different. Aquaculture for us is very, very new. There's only one group who's actually commercially practicing any aquaculture at the moment. And for a bit of a background about the Maldives, we don't really have any freshwater resources at all. So when we talk about aquaculture, we're talking about mariculture. The single commercial venture that's available in the Maldives, they're actually producing sandfish for export to Chinese markets. Their feeds are entirely made on farm and using small quantities of fish meal and then additional like seaweeds and rice brands and things mixed together with them. But we've got plans of developing aquaculture further than this, so we've already started working on a community scale sea cucumber grow out where we've involved about 100 people right now, and then there's more to come with that project. And in addition to that, we've got further plans of expanding the sea cucumber grow out as well as improve grouper hatchery technology and grow out capacity in the Maldives. And then this year there's going to be a big milkfish project coming up. It is going to be a hatchery production to target milkfish for use as bait for our tuna industry. As far as the Maldivian context goes, again, we don't really have a lot of data. Like, we don't really at the moment have a requirement for fish feed, aqua feed production. But when this happens, when all the developments happens, we still don't recommend the use of wild caught fish as a feed for our aquaculture. And because of the fisheries practices we've used in the Maldives from like traditional times, we don't really have any trash fish industry at all. We use like single sort of catch. We're very selective with our catch, so we don't get anything else other than what we intend to catch. So when this happens, do we import or do we produce it locally, the fish meal, fish feed, sorry. To look at that, we've got some fish meal production in the Maldives. Usually all of this goes to Sri Lanka markets. And the fish meal statistics show that we've got about 1,000 tons annually produced. And of these 1,000 tons, there's like one group that is intended for human consumption and then the other one that's not fit for human consumption. That group has gone down over the years, but the production has remained relatively the same. Looking at the prices of fish meal exports, we've got for 1 kg just under $1 for our fish meal. All of this fish meal comes from wastes from the tuna processing facilities. So what does this mean? We've still got more waste from tuna processing that we haven't really identified how much of a resource it is that we can actually tap into for fish meal production. So that needs a bit of evaluation. And SENA back in 2013, was it? 14? Yeah. Did a kind of rough study on our fish meal production, and I think a little bit of improvement on the ash content of our fish meal, we should be able to actually use that for fish feed, aqua feed production. Apart from that, all the rest of the ingredients will again need to be imported. So is it worth producing locally or importing? We still need to figure that one out. But we anticipate that our local demand is going to go higher in like the next 2 years or so. That's all I've actually got to present, because we don't really have anything else happening at the moment.
Thank you, Shafia.